Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Glad to have you tuning in for another deep dive. Before we really get into it today, just a quick reminder, we'll be mentioning some links from the original article we're looking at. Definitely check those out because there's an exclusive discount there for the mattress we're going to be talking about today. Okay, so let's unpack this. Today's deep dive is all about the Sweet Night Twilight Hybrid Mattress. We've gone through a really comprehensive review of this bed in a box to pull out, you know, the most important bits of information for you. Our mission here is to explore its features, its design, and importantly, how it actually performs for different kinds of sleepers. Thinking about couples, people who sleep hot, that kind of thing. And what makes it, well, a pretty compelling choice.
Yeah, it's actually fascinating, isn't it? How a mattress that's clearly designed with affordability in mind can still tick so many boxes for sleep health. It's not just about the price tag. It really shows how things like modern manufacturing and selling directly to you, the consumer, are changing the game, you know, making features that used to feel like luxury much more accessible. Which brings up a good question for anyone out there shopping. What exactly makes a hybrid mattress, especially one like this, really stand out in such a, well, crowded market?
That's a perfect place to start. And to really get the Twilight Hybrid, it helps to know a bit about the company, Sweet Night. They're not exactly newcomers. Founded way back in 2011, their goal was pretty clear. Make great mattresses that, you know, most people could actually afford. And since then, wow, they've really grown. Manufacturing overseas, customers all over the place, US, Europe, you name it. Over 2,000 employees worldwide now? That's pretty significant.
That scale really says something, doesn't it? It points to a reputation for reliable, decent quality sleep products, but at prices that don't make your eyes water.
It's more than just being cheap, though. It seems like they've got this consistent focus on innovation and keeping customers happy, and that focus seems to have paid off. Loyal customers, even some awards, according to our sources, that kind of innovation is definitely key these days.
So let's get right to it. What really defines this Sweet Night Twilight Hybrid? When we looked at the key takeaways, a few things jumped out. First, it's got that medium firm feel, generally rated about a 6 out of 10 on the firmness scale. What that means for you is basically strong support, but with just enough cushioning. Not too much sinkage, makes a pretty versatile side. Back, even stomach sleepers might like it.
Right, and that versatility really comes down to the hybrid design.
Yeah.
That's not just a buzzword here. It's that smart mix of coils for support and foam for comfort. Gives you balanced pressure relief, helps a bit with motion isolation. We'll maybe talk more about that later. And solid edge support. And for hot sleepers, big plus here. It uses breathable gel memory foam and coils that let air move through. Designed to help you stay cooler. Plus, you get that 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. That really helps with peace of mind when you're buying something like this online.
Oh, yeah. That 100-night trial is huge, isn't it? Buying a mattress sight unseen can feel like a gamble, so that testing period is crucial. And you mentioned affordability. That's definitely something our sources hammered home. It really seems like a solid option if you're on a budget but still want something durable and comfortable. Overall, the review we looked at gave it a strong 4.5 out of 5 stars. Pretty good. Okay, let's peel back the cover, so to speak. Look at the design and the materials inside this Twilight Hybrid. It starts with a breathable quilted cover. Soft, feels cool when you touch it, and it's designed for airflow right from the top. Underneath that, there's a layer of gel-infused memory foam. Its job is twofold. Conform to your body, sure, but also actively pull heat away. Then you get to the core of the hybrid, those individually wrapped coils. They give targeted support and are meant to cut down on motion transfer. And it all sits on a base that has reinforced edges, which is great for making sure you can use the whole mattress surface.
Yeah, exactly. The beauty of a hybrid is getting like the best of both worlds, right? You get the hug and pressure relief from the foam, but also the springiness and airflow from the coil so you don't feel like you're sinking into quicksand. That gel memory foam, for example, it gives you that cool comfort while contouring to your shape. Think shoulders, hips, lower back, helps relieve pressure there. Then the high-density support foam underneath adds durability, prevents sagging over time, helps it keep its shape. But those individually pocketed coils are really key. They move on their own, so they support you right where you need it. Lower back, hips, shoulders. This design also helps reduce how much you feel your partner move, adds some bounce without being harsh, and crucially, lets air circulate through the mattress.
So yeah, it's clear these layers aren't just stacked randomly. They're designed to work together for a better night's sleep. Regulating temperature, stopping sagging, keeping your spine aligned, providing bounce, isolating motion. It's a lot of things working at once. And something important for a lot of you listening, the certifications. The foams are CertiPUR-US certified. If you've looked into mattresses, you've probably seen this. It's reassuring. It means they're made without certain harmful chemicals like formaldehyde or heavy metals, and low in VOCs, those volatile organic compounds. Basically, cleaner air in your bedroom, which is always good news. A Sweet Night seems pretty committed to that.
That certification definitely adds a layer of trust, doesn't it? Knowing the materials are healthier, now how does it actually feel? That medium firmness, the 6 out of 10 rating, seems to hit a real sweet spot for balance. It's engineered to give you both pressure relief and solid support. Enough cushion for those pressure points like shoulders and hips, but firm enough to keep your spine properly aligned. That alignment is key for waking up without aches.
That balance does sound ideal for a lot of people. And what about sinkage? The review described it as moderate. Meaning, you sink in just enough to feel cushioned and comfortable, but you don't get that stuck-in-the-mud feeling. You still feel supported. This balance seems to provide both the pressure relief you want and the body support you need. Gives you that nice cradled feeling, especially around shoulders and hips. Helps you sleep deeper, ideally.
And the pressure relief itself sounds pretty great, according to the review. That combo of the gel foam comfort layer and the responsive coils works together really well. They cushion the heavier parts of your body, shoulders, hips, lower back again. This can seriously cut down on strain on your joints and muscles during the night. Less tossing and turning, hopefully.
Okay, let's dig into the support side of things. The backbone, literally, is that individually pocketed coil system combined with the high-density foam base. These coils, because they move independently, can really adjust to your body's curves. That's what gives that targeted support and helps keep your spine in a healthy, neutral position. Plus, those reinforced edges we mentioned, super important. Means you don't get that feeling of rolling off if you sleep near the edge. Maximizes your sleeping space.
And what's quite impressive is how quickly it bounces back. The response time. It recovers almost instantly when you move. Mostly in just 0.3 seconds, fully in about 0.9 seconds. That's fast. Unlike some older memory foams where you kind of felt trapped, this quick recovery means changing positions is easy. You're not fighting the mattress. Combine that with a good amount of bounce from the responsive foam and coils, and you feel lifted, supported. Movement feels natural.
All right, now for a big one. Cooling. For all you hot sleepers listening, this is often a major factor. The Sweet Night Twilight Hybrid seems to do pretty well here. It's that combination of things working together. You've got the gel-infused memory foam pulling heat away, the breathable cover letting air in, and those coils creating channels for air to move right through the core.
Yeah, connecting those dots. It means the mattress should have excellent breathability overall, really good temperature regulation. It actively works to prevent heat from building up, keeps the surface feeling cooler, and hopefully lets hot sleepers get deeper, more refreshing sleep without, you know, kicking off the covers all night. It's like built-in climate control.
So how does this all stack up for different sleeping styles and body types? For side sleepers, the review suggests it's a great fit. Reduces pressure on shoulders and hips, which can prevent soreness, promotes deeper rest. Back sleepers should appreciate that medium firm support. It stops the hips sinking too much, gives gentle contouring for the lower back, and helps maintain good posture.
And stomach sleepers. It aims to provide even support across the body. Firm enough to keep the hips elevated, which is crucial for reducing strain on the lower back and core in that position. Also important is the weight capacity. It's rated to support up to 250-300 pounds per person, so it should be reliable for a pretty wide range of people. For heavier sleepers specifically, that sturdy coil base and the denser foam layers are designed to resist sagging and maintain support and alignment over time.
Okay, now we get to something really interesting, especially for couples. Motion isolation. Our source material had a bit of a contradiction here. Initially, it says the coils minimize motion transfer so you won't feel every single move your partner makes and calls the motion isolation great.
Right, but then later, in a sort of things to consider section, it specifically notes high level of motion transfer is not ideal for those who share their beds. So how do we square that? It really highlights the trade-offs in a hybrid. You've got bouncy coils trying to isolate movement because they're individually wrapped and foam layers trying to absorb it. But the reality is coils inherently have some bounce. While pocketed coils are much better than old school connected springs and the foam helps damp things down, if you're a really light sleeper or your partner tosses and turns a lot, you might still notice some movement compared to, say, an all foam mattress, which tends to absorb motion better. It's probably decent, maybe even good for many, but maybe not great if motion isolation is your absolute top priority and you're super sensitive. Something to weigh.
That's a really important nuance for listeners sharing a bed. Definitely something to consider based on your own sensitivity. But despite that point, the edge support gets high marks. Those reinforced edges seem genuinely effective at preventing that roll-off feeling, which means you can use the whole surface, and it also adds to the overall durability. And for couples, beyond motion, the review notes the responsive surface is good for intimacy, nice bounce, the breathable materials stop overheating, and it's sturdy and quiet.
Also worth mentioning are the different thickness options, 10, 12, and 14 inches. This lets you tailor things a bit. Maybe you want more cushioning or need a specific bed height for getting in and out easily. It adds flexibility. And for taller folks, there's a California King option that's 72 by 84 inches, giving you that crucial extra legroom.
Okay, let's shift to the practical stuff, logistics, customer experience. Shipping is free in the continental U.S. Mattress arrives compressed in a box, which is pretty standard now. Delivery usually takes 3 to 5 business days. Unboxing sounds simple. Unroll it, put it on your base, cut the plastic. It starts expanding right away. You can technically sleep on it after about 6 hours, but they recommend giving it a full 24 to 72 hours to reach its final shape and feel.
And yeah, that initial smell, off-gassing. Mm. Pretty normal for bed-in-a-box mattresses. Might be strong at first. But the key thing is, it's from those Sturdy Pure US certified foam, so it's non-toxic. Usually fades within a day or three if the room is well-ventilated. Should be totally gone in about 10 days or so. Mm. And then you have that 100-night trial. Risk-free. Test it in your own bedroom, on your own schedule. If it's not working out, you can return it for a full refund. That's huge.
Absolutely. And backing that up is a 10-year warranty. Covers defects and materials and workmanship things like significant sagging, cracks in the foam. That aligns well with the typical 7 to 10-year lifespan you'd expect from a decent mattress. Price-wise, again, very affordable. Starting around $760 for a full-size 10-inch model, that feels like a really good value for a hybrid. And Sweet Night themselves, their customer support gets good mentions, responsive, helpful, friendly, available through email, phone, live chat.
That support structure is vital when you're buying online, right? Builds trust. And the social proof seems strong, too. Lots of positive reviews out there. Amazon, their own site, other review sites. People seem to consistently praise the comfort, the cooling, the support, and yeah, the value for money.
That's great to hear. Let's pull out one specific customer comment mentioned in the review. Someone shared, "The mattress was easy to unpack and get in place by myself. 5'4" woman. My niece and nephew slept on this mattress and said it was very comfortable. They slept well and weren't hot. Really good bang for my buck and fully recommend." I mean, that really hits several points. Easy setup even for one person, comfort confirmed by others, effective cooling, and great value. Strong endorsement.
Yeah, that's a great snapshot. Now, currently, it's only sold online, so you can't go try it in the store right now. Though, interestingly, the source mentioned they might have plans for retail stores down the line. We'll see. Couple other construction notes, no fiberglass, which is good news for people concerned about that. And the cover isn't removable or washable. Still definitely use a mattress protector. That's just good practice anyway. Compatibility-wise, it's flexible. Box spring, adjustable base, platform bed, slatted base, even a hospital bed base. It should work on most foundations.
Good to know. And finally, if maybe the Sweet Night Twilight Hybrid isn't quite the perfect mash, the review did suggest a couple of alternatives. The Brooklyn Bedding Signature Hybrid was mentioned. It offers more firmness options, apparently, and strong support. Could be good for couples or combo sleepers needing specific feels.
And the Helix Midnight came up too, especially noted for excellent pressure relief on hips and shoulders, making it potentially great for side sleepers. And it supposedly has very low motion transfer, addressing that point we discussed earlier.
Okay, so wrapping this all up, what's the bottom line for you? Finding the right mattress, it's more than just comfort, isn't it? It's really an investment in your health, your mood, your overall well-being. The Sweet Night Twilight Hybrid makes a pretty strong argument. It seems to deliver a quality sleep experience, tackling common issues like overheating or poor back support without demanding a premium price.
Yeah, if you connect it all back, understanding these details, the gel foam, the pocketed coils, even that slight uncertainty around motion isolation, it gives you the power to decide if this mattress aligns with your specific needs. It lets you make a truly informed choice about something as fundamental as how well you rest each night.
So as you think about improving your sleep, maybe ask yourself, what are my absolute must-haves, my non-negotiables? Does that promise of balanced support, effective cooling, decent durability, and affordability from a hybrid like the Sweet Night Twilight align with what you really need to transform your rest? And just one last reminder, if this mattress sounds interesting, don't forget to check out those links in the original article for that exclusive discount. Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive, Sweet Dreams.